we cover Barrow and Furness. So obviously Trident is massive. I interviewed Ed Miliband last week and he gave his stance on Trident. So what is the Conservative line and your view on Trident? Because thousands of jobs in Cumbria rely on it.
Well, look, I've been to the Barrow shipyards. I've seen the amazing work they do on the submarines there, the Astute class submarines. And the Conservative Party is committed to building four Trident submarines, and that is in our manifesto today. We've been very explicit about what we're committed to. And for Barrow, what that means is thousands of jobs for many, many years to come, skilled jobs working on some of the most sophisticated machines in the world, using all that skill and talent that the Barrow workforce has. And I'm afraid you don't really get that commitment from the Labour Party. They've been very vague about the number of submarines they build. And of course, if they're in alliance with the Scottish Nationalists, you might not get that investment. So there's a very clear commitment today from the Conservatives, spelt out the manifesto, and indeed the Prime Minister highlighted it in his speech launching that manifesto.
George Osborne, you've come here to our patch. What have you come here to see today?
Well, I've come to see lots of great, successful businesses. I was with David Morris just in Morecambe, now with Eric here in Lancaster. And whether it's the manufacturing business I saw on the industrial park just outside Lancaster this morning, or the small businesses in Morecambe, or this brewery in Lancaster, what the great news is, they're all optimistic that the economy is improving, jobs are being created. And working with local MPs through things like delivering the Heysham bypass that people have talked about for a generation, and our long-term economic plan as a national government, we're working together to bring jobs and prosperity to this area.
You mentioned the Heysham M6 bypass. There's a sense that we always feel a little bit cut off here. So how important is it to firmly bridge that north-south divide?
Well, first of all, people have been talking about the Heysham bypass since the Second World War. And it actually took the election of Eric Ollenshaw and David Morris to get it delivered for local communities. And it's going to help local people, help local jobs, help local business. And it is a great example of how this government doesn't want to make the mistake that the Labour government did of putting all of our bets on the City of London, 200 miles or more to the south, but actually invest in the things that are going to create jobs in the northwest and create jobs in Lancashire. And it's down to the local Conservative MPs and the national government working together that's helped do that.
You've come here to Lancaster Brewery. This is an example of some very small businesses being able to grow and be a potential exporter.
Yeah, the great news is the exports, because there's a real prospect of our country now making things and exporting them around the world. And ultimately, I think that's where we went wrong as a country. You know, we started borrowing money from all around the world to buy the things that the rest of the world was making for us. There's no long-term future for Britain in that. Our future is making things that can be exported around the world. One of the really exciting things about some of the businesses I've seen in this area, like the manufacturing business I just went to, is they're exporting to the other side of the world. Stuff made in Lancashire, exported around the world, that's the way it should be.
And does Lancashire have a keystone in the economic recovery, but also the future of manufacturing?
I think it absolutely does. I mean, Lancashire was the birthplace of manufacturing in our world, and it is coming back, and you see jobs being created here in Lancashire. We had a huge economic crisis 5 or 6 years ago in our country, and I think that was the culmination of a lot of things we got wrong in Britain under the last government, putting all our bets on the City of London, not investing in places like Heysham and Lancaster, and also thinking that it didn't matter if we didn't make anything as a country. That is changed. Manufacturing is back. Jobs are back. Look, the job is not done, though. We've got to stick at this long-term economic plan, because if we give up on it, we'll be back to square one, and that will cost people here their economic security.
People will argue there's so many cuts come in with our, you know, our local government as well. How can people kind of make the most of their pennies and try and keep this boom going?
Well, the first thing is, look, this country got itself into a lot of debt. And like any household, you know, you've got to deal with that problem. And we have dealt with it, and it hasn't been easy. We've had to take difficult decisions. Lots of people opposed us and wanted us to, as a country, go on borrowing and go on getting deeper into debt. But actually, we took some difficult decisions, and I think we're beginning to see the fruits of that. We're beginning to see confidence returning to our country. We're beginning to see people looking from around the world at Britain as countries. Sorting out, we've got the, there you go, look, that's the sound in the background of the British economy working. And it's because we've taken these difficult decisions that, you know, that's why the confidence is coming back and the jobs are coming back.